I appreciate the clarity and the gentlemanly manner and the Christian gentlemanly manner that my opponent exhibits. And I appreciate this crowd. It takes a lot to come out on a Friday night when the beckoning of the world is out there. Now, we came to the word destroy not. And in the 14th chapter, we're talking about meats there. It's talking about meats. It's talking about food. Really? Are we going to get down to what people eat? We're not. I'm not I am not a Seventh-day Adventist. They are a religion built on a diet. I'm not saved by my diet. Turn with me to Hebrews. And let's take Paul, because Paul is the reason why every Gentile in this building has the gospel. And I'm sure that you would agree with me on this. But it says here, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today. But that wasn't the verse that I wanted. In Romans, the 14th chapter, we do make mistakes, don't we, Pat?
Yes, sir.
God is good. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye but not to doubtful debatings. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received them. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? Listen. To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up. For God is able to make him stand. In Hebrews, now I will go back to Hebrews 7 and 25. Listen to this. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We don't get up at 5 o'clock on the morning of whether you believe in the Sabbath or the first day Sunday like Christians do. I do not need to go down and confess my sins to any man, because I stand on the purity of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ, in Romans the third chapter, Romans the third chapter, verse 25. Let us notice here. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. I agree with reading the Old Testament. I just don't believe in getting my doctrine for this church from it. But whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience of the Scriptures might have hope. And listen, Romans 5 and 5, and hope maketh us not ashamed, for the Holy Spirit is shed abroad into our hearts. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Excuse me, my opponent, my friend. I misquoted. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. In Romans 3 and 21, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. Now, if I have the righteousness of God, if I have the righteousness of God, it will not only bring my soul home, for 1 John 5 and 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God doth not commit sin. What was begotten of him? Well, first of all, I'm going to show you tonight how the soul doesn't die. The soul does not die. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. They are good people, but they're wrong on this thing. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth a propitiation, the mercy seat. That word is translated mercy seat. I don't get mercy. And Brother Pat, some of our free will brethren, they'll say, oh, come down and pray through. That's a General Baptist. You know that well. But the one thing is, my mercy seat and my mourner's bench is in heaven. And it says here, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be, and this is Romans 3 and 25 in case you're looking, a propitiation through faith in His blood. Not in the baptistry, not in personal works, in His blood. And it says, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins. And that means to send it down the road in eternity. And it says that are passed through the forbearance of God to say, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Now, I've never seen a sheep stop being a sheep. I've seen them err. But did you know my Lord Jesus in the 10th chapter of John says, and a stranger's voice they will not follow? A stranger's voice they will not follow? A stranger's voice they will not follow? That's precious to me. And it says over in 2 Thessalonians, we had a thing on election. And I hope you don't mind. Pat, I'm going to save you a lot of time, okay? I'm going to come straight to it. A lot of people like to do my talking for me. I'm perfectly manageable on that situation, okay? But the one thing is, we don't come to a debate. We are at a Bible study. I love your spirit. We are at a Bible study. I want to put out the hope of Jesus Christ. And it says here in 1 Thessalonians, first letter of Paul, Paul and Silvanus. Verse 2, we give thanks always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. They knew it. They knew it. And it says, for our gospel. And I do believe in the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for calling me into the gospel ministry. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. Listen to this. Because there's people over there in John the 8th chapter. Jesus said, why can't you understand my speech? It's because you can't hear my word. John 8 and 42 and 43. If it was just preaching and persuasion, that would be one thing. But the Holy Spirit uses it as a tool. And without the Holy Spirit, dear friend, let me tell you something. There'll be no change of heart. And it says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. Much assurance. It'll make you want to stay home, as ye know what manner of man we were, and you became followers. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was working with the Word, separate and apart, but not without. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13. I'm getting kind of loud. They can hear me in Alabama, can't they? You think I would have made a coach for Alabama? I can get my voice to carry. I'm sorry, folks.
You have to have
frog in your voice. Yeah. Okay. That after dinner voice, right? 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13. But we are bound. I'm tied up. You're not going anywhere, dear child of God. He'll hunt you down. Oh, yes, he will. And sheep don't stop being sheep. Oh, the shepherd said, oh, rejoice with me, for I'm found my sheep, which was lost. And Pat, that word is 622, apolume, which means destroyed. Was that sheep in hell? No. Was that lost son over there in the lost parable? He was apolume. Was he lost and in hell? No. But let me tell you something, when he came to himself, when that love of home, dear folks, if you're loving to go home to meet the Lord, he'll meet you. He'll come to you. And it says here in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13, we're bound to give thanks always to you, God, to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning. Now this is God in the beginning. It says, hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. We do not, and I am a Calvinist, but we do not believe that election is salvation. It's election to salvation. I tell you what, when God punches your ticket in eternity and he says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has taken into account all the people that have been given him. Jesus Christ knew all the people that were his from the foundation of the world. He knows us, dear friend. He knows us. And the one thing is, we are chosen. That ticket is to salvation. It might go through different things like John Mark did, but it will always bring back the child of God. Jesus Christ must find the lost sheep. Sorry about that. Excuse me for that. Bad teeth. Says here, through sanctification of the Spirit, listen to this, he sets you aside, and belief of the truth. Brother Donahue, I believe the truth is important. I believe in the Holy Spirit, and that's why, listen, over there in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, when I kneel down to pray, I pray to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to grab hold of people and to bring them home. And you know what? God has answered my prayers. And it says here, whereunto he called you by our gospel. Now here's the thing. Do you have a spurious gospel? You better be telling the truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'll tell you what, God doesn't use lies. He is incapable. It is impossible for him to lie. Whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. There's your preaching, Pat. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts. Let me tell you, there is no comfort when a person is sitting there praying for a lost boy or a lost girl that's away from home. If you can't depend on the Holy Spirit, and His Word shows that He will draw them home, God willing. It also, if I can just say here for a moment, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. I do have a few things written down. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Romans 8 and 6. For to be carnally minded is death. Doesn't say the soul dies. It means the body dies. I've been in the wards of people who have walked off from the Word of God and His service. And let me tell you something. I could call their name tonight. I could take you to where I buried them. And the one thing is, here is the fact. They came back. They came back, but their sin was unto death. Your child of God, you can imbibe yourself in sins that will cause your death, but your soul does not die. It says here, can a child of God sow to the flesh? Peter did. David did in Psalm 37 and 24. And again, he denied. Listen to Peter. He denied by an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. Did you know that Moses sowed to the flesh, but we will see him in heaven? It says here in Matthew, the 17th chapter, 1 through 3, that on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus talked to Moses. Do you believe in life after death? Jesus did. Jesus didn't lie because it's impossible for him to lie. Peter saw it. Peter saw it and he says, let's make some tabernacles. But the one thing is, Moses lifted up his hand with his rod and he smote the rock twice and the water came out abundantly. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, Numbers 20 and 11 through 12, because thou hast not sanctified me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Do the children of God err? Yes, they do. Do they die for it? Yes, they do. But the soul dieth not. The one thing that I will bring to your attention is over here in Job. The word destroy does not always mean to be destroyed in hell. For Job, it said, I'm destroyed on every side. I'm destroyed on every side. Was he in hell? Who was responsible for him being so roughed up? In Galatians 5, 1 through 4, stand fast, therefore, in this liberty. Can he fall from this liberty, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. How is my time?